Ostrów. Ostrów is an ancient town with a rich history and unique architectural monuments. Archaeological excavations demonstrate that the territory of the present town was inhabited from the 4th to 3rd millennium BC. Moreover, it was a prosperous settlement in ancient Slavic times. The first historical mentions of Ostrów come from the 1100. From the 14th to 17th centuries, it was the capital of the Ostrów Principality, which, in turn, was a state with limited sovereignty. For almost three centuries, the town was the residence of the Ostrów Prince's family, which gave Ukraine its famous commanders, patrons, and outstanding national leaders. Even after the demise of the direct descendants of the family of the Ostrów Princes, the family crest continued to play the role of the coat of arms of the principality, as a certain territorial unit. Thus, according to the will of Janusz Konstantynowicz Ostrowski, who had no direct heir, the Ostrów ordination was to pass to the younger branch of the family, namely the Princes of Zaslav. In case of demise of the latter, it should have passed to the Knights of the Order of Malta, with the preservation of the coat of arms of Ostrów princes, which continued to represent the territory of the ordination, the principality. Later, the coat of arms of the Ostrów principality appeared on the seals of the Lubomirski family, to whom the ownership of the Ostrów ordination passed in 1673. Respectively, they called themselves Księżna Ostrogu i Zasławu, princes of Ostrów and Zasław. Since the 1570s, Ostrów, being the capital of the principality, became the largest center of education and culture in Ukraine. Musical art was actively developing in the town, for example, the Ostrów chant. It was the center of the prosperous shops of goldsmith, gunsmith, potters, etc. Around 1576, thanks to the efforts of Prince Vasil Konstantin, the first institution of higher education in Eastern Europe named the Academy by the contemporaries was founded. Two types of cultures, Byzantine and Western European, were firstly combined in this higher education institution. This fact provided the foundation of its uniqueness and originality. The renaissance of the Ukrainian people is assumed to be associated with the Ostrów Academy. The ancient Castle Hill is located on the southeastern outskirts of the historic part of Ostrów. The first wooden fortifications are the remains of the ancient Slavic settlement of the 11th-12th centuries, which were situated in this place. They were destroyed by the Tatar hordes in 1241. In the middle of the 14th century, Prince Danilo Ostrowski restored the destroyed buildings and built the stone tower Murovana, located in the southeastern part of the castle yard on the hill. It was first mentioned in 1386. Murovana Tower is a unique defensive structure of medieval Volhynia. It belongs to the type of residential defensive towers. Its walls reach a thickness of 2.6 meters in some places. Formerly, stocks of provision and gunpowder needed for long-term protection of the fortress were stored in the lower tier, in the cellar. A deep well was also dug there. The basement and the middle floor consist of four rooms. Living rooms were arranged at the top of the structure. Unfortunately, the tower has survived to our times partially rebuilt, without upper floors in particular. In 1797, the upper tier of the building was dismantled and later rebuilt in a modified and simplified form. From 1913 to 1915, the tower was restored for the needs of the Museum of the Brotherhood named after Princes of Ostrów. The new, or round, tower is located in the southwestern part of the castle yard. It got its name from the fact that at that time of construction, late 16th century, it was the newest structure at Castle Hill. The tower was built in such a way that it reinforced the corner of the defensive walls and was strategically embedded in the castle's defense system. The construction is crowned with a strip of hinged loopholes, with a blind arcade decorated with the figured teeth. Its defenders could fire at the enemy simultaneously from almost 40 loopholes, and moreover, the firing area equaled 270 degrees. The Epiphany Cathedral stands in the northern part of the castle hill. It is unknown exactly when the temple was constructed. According to the legend, Prince Vasil Krasny began construction in the 15th century and his son Konstantin Ivanovich finished it. Some researchers associate the date of 1521 engraved on the north wall with the time of its construction, others with the adaptation of the temple for defense requirements. Presumably, its north wall was thickened and equipped with four loopholes for guns and embedded as parts of the castle wall. In 1636, after the conversion of the last representative of the family of Ostrów princes to Catholicism, the church was closed. The church stood empty for more than 200 years, and during this time it turned into a ruin. It was restored in the period from 1887 to 1891. A temple was rebuilt over the old foundation and designed to replicate the old building. The northern, strongest wall of the old structure was preserved and included to the construction of the new temple. But during the reconstruction, certain changes were made, and today the temple has practically become a monument of an architecture of the 19th century with the elements of the 16th century. Lutsk and Tatar gate towers, built in the 16th century, have been also preserved in the town. Due to the fact that the towers perform the same functions, namely the defense tower and the town gates, they are almost identical. Tatar gate survived less as it lost much of the rounded part of the building. It was named after the area of the town inhabited mainly by Tatars. It was engineered to defend the entrance from the side of the road to Svyazhel, modern-day Novohradvolinsk. The monument is a unique type of fortified gates that combine the function of an entrance gate and defensive tower. The Lutsk Tower was aimed to defend the town from the side of Lutsk. Like Tatarska, it was both a defensive structure and a gate. Initially, it was two stories. Later, it was completed with an attic with loopholes, which provided the structure the character of a civil architecture. On the 10th of December, 1985, the Museum of Books and Printing was founded there.